Welcome back. Now time to talk Jack. Tonight's Cobras football with head coach Caleb Wick on FM 103.9 at KNZA. And well, last week the Cobras, they played host to Waubunsee. It was a tough game all the way around. Jackson Heights falls 22-8. So coach, just I know a lot of mistakes in that game, but overall, what were your thoughts when you look back at it?
You know, when I look back at it, positives, we definitely played better up front than we did against Centralia. I still think we made too many mistakes, especially like you said, holding penalties. I think we had 12 penalties, 15 penalties for over 150 yards. So whenever you do that, you're not going to win a lot of football games. And we turned the ball over twice late in the game. But, you know, with that being said, Wyatt Bacon had 115 yards rushing and Jason had almost 90 yards rushing and probably about 60 or 70 yards got called back on various penalties throughout the game. But we just need to shore stuff up. We are close. It's one of those things. I know coaches talk about it a lot, but we're really, really close to having a breakthrough game. Just the little things here and there, the drive killers, you know, third and one in their territory, we get a holding penalty to make it third and 13. Just the little things like that, 10 people doing their jobs right, one person having a mistake that really, really affects the outcome of the play. So overall, I think the kids are still pretty confident on their abilities. I know the coaching staff is pretty confident on what they can do still. We just got to go out there and prove it. And hopefully this Friday we can go out there and show people what we can do.
Yeah, I know you talk about the rushing game getting going there a little bit, but the passing game seems like it's been lacked along a little bit here this season. What is it about the passing game right now that really your guys are struggling with?
Just execution. I mean, the routes are open. The ball placement's fine. It's just securing the catch. And, you know, hard part for me about doing that is, you know, the offense I ran in high school and coming to Heights, you know, when you pass the ball, only one good thing can happen and three bad things can happen. And right now, those three bad things are happening way more than the good things are happening. But, you know, we're just going to keep working at it. The kids just have to concentrate more and secure the catch. And like I said, the execution's there, running the route, getting open, line giving the quarterback time. It's just finishing the catch. So we'll continue on working on that. And hopefully, again, we'll see some progress this week.
Yeah, and talking about last week's game, obviously, like you said, it was just tough all the way around with all the little mistakes you had. But is that also a good learning curve to show the guys, you know, on film, this is how close we are from being successful? It's just shoring up these little things?
Yeah, and I think the kids know that. And, you know, losses now, though, they do mean a great deal in the grand scheme of things when it comes to districts and your seeding. I really think this team is going to be playing their best football come the end of the year, and that's definitely our goal. We just got to, like I said, just keep sawing wood, just keep making progress week in and week out, and then hopefully by the end of the year we're where we want to be.
Now looking at this week, you guys will host Troy. It'll be a big game, another district game coming up this week. We'll have it on FM 103.9 KNZA. We'll talk about that matchup when we come back. This is the Jackson Heights Cobras Locker Room Chat. Welcome back inside the Jackson Heights Cobras Locker Room Chat. It's brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham. Caleb Wick still with us, head coach of the Cobras. And coach, now this week you got a big game coming up with Troy coming to town. Troy, obviously a team that likes to spread things out and throw the ball all over the yard, coming off a big passing performance a week ago. What do you look at here with this Troy team that is very much improved?
They're very, very athletic, and you nailed it on the head. I think they are a very, very much improved team, especially defensively. You know, defensively, they fly around to the football, they attack gaps, and they do their jobs, their assignment sound, and it's going to be very difficult for us to move the ball, especially if we don't execute like we haven't been in recent weeks. But like I said, we're still just worrying about ourselves, still just, you know, getting 1% better each practice and each game, and then hopefully by the end of the year we're where we want to be. But, you know, this Troy team is, like I said, very athletic. They got some big backs, they got some big offensive linemen, they got a quarterback that can run and can pass it, just like what Buncey's quarterback, and we had trouble with him. So we're definitely going to have to shore up in our back end, definitely going to have to, you know, talk about our gap schemes and our blitz packages. But overall, I'm just excited for the game and excited for another opportunity to go out there and compete.
Yeah, you mentioned being kind of a similar matchup to Waubunsee. How close is this of a matchup like it was against Waubunsee? Because I know you mentioned that they threw the ball a little bit and gave your guys fits at times, but what do you look at here with Troy? Is it kind of the same similar style and situation?
Yeah, you know, they do run a similar style of offense, and, you know, it's all predicated on they want to establish the run, so they're passing. You can do the play action passes, and their offense is very, very intricate. It's very, very complicated. You know, talking to Derek, he knows it takes a while to get that offense going, and, you know, they're hitting their stride right now, and, you know, they're ahead of Centralia at halftime, and then, you know, just maybe run out of gas a little bit in the second half, but they're right there. They're a very good football team, and like I said, again, we just have to do our jobs, because if they catch it on the edge, they got the speed to take off and not be caught. So just the little things this week, again, is what we're harping on the kids, and just hopefully we can go out there and execute.
Well, coaches certainly look forward to this matchup coming up on Friday. Again, it's a game we'll have on FM 103.9 KNZA and online at MSCSports.net. But, Coach, with that, wish you the best of luck. Can't wait for Friday night.
Thank you very much.
All right, Coach, thank you. Caleb Wick, head coach of the Jackson Heights Cobras, joining us on our locker room chats. They're brought to you by Ron Kirk's Body Shop, C&D Food Mart Williams Company, and Farm Bureau Rob Wareham here on FM 103.9 KNZA.